Westbrook Auburn Studios. It's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, a McBetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at stovesofmaine.com. Before we get to our in-guest studio, we're going to do a quick hit with Ryan Schmelz of Fox News and get an update on what the ridiculous federal government is doing. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. I appreciate you being on. This song was dedicated to you. How long has this been going on? I would say since the inception of the Republic, but maybe just in the last 50 years.
I mean, I get a government shutdown every once in a while, and I just do what I got to do.
Shake your head. So,
yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Chuck Schumer has done an about-face and said that he's going to now vote for this budget, and he says he has enough allies to beat cloture. But what can you tell us?
Yeah, I mean, look, Schumer was in a. I'll say this. I mean, I think he just got jammed. You know, Speaker Johnson. It's not the same Speaker Johnson he's dealing with anymore. You know, this is the Mike Johnson who now has some experience under his belt, and he's now the Mike Johnson who has the Senate and he's got the White House. You know, he still has some disadvantages, right? They still need to get 60 votes on any to break the filibuster on a number of bills. And he's got a very slim majority that he's got to work with on the House side. But he's got more negotiating power than Schumer does this time around. And in many ways, because Johnson was able to get the Republican-backed CR across the finish line, and now that we're up against the clock with a government shutdown scheduled for midnight, Schumer, in many ways, just seemed like he was out of options. And he had to either, you know, vote to keep the government open or, shut it down. I mean, he does still have some options. You know, there could be an amendment here that Democrats could push for that would give them the one-month CR that they've been asking for, the Democrats have. But the reality is Republicans probably aren't going to vote for that, and therefore they're just going to have to move on.
Yeah, let's remind everyone, this funds the government through the end of the fiscal year, September 30th, so yeah. We don't have to deal with this ridiculous stuff. I agree. I do not believe they will agree to a 30-day CR. You know, it's funny. Schumer was blaming Trump for the shutdown. And then in his statement about I'm going to vote for it because he says this is what Donald Trump wants, to shut down the government. It's just so bizarre, the flip-flopping. It reminded me of John Kerry in 2004, but that may be before your time. But John Kerry, whatever he said yesterday, he said something different the next day, and they called him flip-flopper. So that's what it reminds me of. Plus, if you look at Schumer's statements in the past, when he was in the majority, shutting down the government was akin to evil. So that's why I don't know. I think these guys are clowns. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. I'm 63. I've seen too much.
Yeah.
Seen too much.
Well, Patty Murray just put out a statement saying she's going to be a no on the bill. So, but it does not say if she's a no on. Here's the funny thing. Like, so I got a nice lecture yesterday from somebody about talking about if people are no on the bill, and they're like, well, it doesn't matter if they're a no on the bill. It matters if they're a no on breaking the filibuster,
right,
which we
exactly.
call cloture. Because, you know, there's a way here in which they get enough votes to pass cloture, but then, you know, they'll have less votes on the actual bill, which is that's the amendment process. They offer Democrats their amendments. The Democrats agree, and then they can put in the amendment to have a vote on the 30-day CR, which is what Democrats prefer, and obviously then Republicans don't go along with that, and then they can have a vote, and they can pass it with 53 votes in the end, right?
Right.
But, you know, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and some other progressive members have kind of seen that that's a possibility, and they're saying, well, no, don't give in to the amendments. Like, they're just doing that because you got... You know, it's essentially a way for Democrats to get this bill through, keep the government open, not have to vote for it in the end, and then they also get to go home for spring break. And I think AOC's kind of saying, no, like, don't do that. Don't fall for that trap. But it looks like that's where we're heading.
So ultimately, Patty Murray said she was a no on the bill, but we don't know if she's a no on cloture. Who else would be his allies? He needs seven, I believe, because Rand Paul has said he is voting no.
Yeah, so you got John Fetterman, who's been a yes this entire time. You've got Dick Durbin said he's thinking about it. Tim Kaine is somebody who has said that he would vote for cloture if he got a vote on that amendment process for the 30-day bill. So he's somebody who could get them to 60. You also have, I think, maybe John Hickenlooper's one to look at. Angus King from Maine, I think, is somebody that could possibly vote for cloture, too.
So, Angus, do we know if he's a no on the bill? Because that would be so Angus. Vote yes on a procedure, vote no on the bill, because he's another flip-flopper. And I know that because I'm from Maine.
And he's been one who hasn't really been, like, I don't think, too vocal about this. You know, he's been very open-minded, from what it sounds like, throughout the process. Some of them have been like, firm, no, I'm not going to vote for cloture. No, I'm not going to vote for the bill. I can't remember where we have him penciled in terms of yes or no, but I think he's somebody who's kind of been open and keeping the options open.
Well, he's been putting up with a lot of garbage in Maine for standing up for boys and girls sports. He's got a daughter. He's married to a woman. I know he knows what a woman is, but boy, when it comes to politics, he's been putting up with a lot of heat in Maine over his position on that issue. So he's probably not saying much right now.
Yeah, your state's kind of the face of that debate right now.
Yeah, we are the epicenter. There's no doubt about it. Hey, Ryan, we appreciate you, man. We'll try to check in with you Monday and give us an update on what happened over the weekend.
Hey, sounds good, brother. Thank you so much.
Much appreciated. Ryan Smeltz, Fox News. So, we have people in studio. We always do. This is a studio that's very, very active. Monday is St. Patrick's Day. I can't do an Irish accent. I'm sorry. Joe, you can do it. You're Italian. You can do a good accent.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Guinness.
Oh. Woo! There it is, right there. Well done. Dee Richardson's here, and Bailey's Mistake.
Hi.
Gentlemen, how are you? It's been a while.
Pretty good. How are you? Thanks for having us back.
I think it was St. Patty's Day the last time, right?
It was.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, wow. So that's a year. Can you believe that?
No. They let us out of our cage once a year.
You know? Well, you guys are good. Where are you playing for St. Patrick's Day?
We'll be with the full band tonight at Mayo Street Arts in Portland at 7 o'clock, and tomorrow night in Madison at Somerset Abbey. And then on Sunday, where are we on Sunday, Travis?
We're at Firehouse Center for the Arts in Newburyport, Massachusetts.
And then on the big day, on St. Patrick's Day, we're going to be in Rochester, New Hampshire at the Rochester Performance and Arts Center.
So I thought you were the band. So how big is the band?
It's a four-piece.
Okay.
We also have bass and drums as well.
So. Oh, that makes sense.
Couldn't fit the drum kit in the studio.
No.
We've done that before.
Oh, all right. Hey, maybe next year.
We had a choral group in here of 22 people one time.
Wow, where did you put them?
It was tight. It was tight, but we did it. You know, there's a picture somewhere on the internet of it. People are like, how did they breathe? And I'm like, I don't know. They were the ones that said they could do it. So I said, yes. We usually say yes. They brought food, so what the heck?
Oh, you know, well, that helps.
You know, if you bring food, we say yes. What the heck? So remind everybody Bailey's Mistake, the origins of the name, and how you guys all got together to do this.
Well, the name Bailey's Mistake comes from a cove in down east Maine. It's near Lubeck, just south of Lubeck, and sometime in the 1800s, there was a ship captain named Bailey who was aiming for Lubeck Harbor, and he missed. And he went into a small cove just south of there and fetched up in the mud. And as the story goes, rather than face the ship's angry owners in Boston, they unloaded all their lumber and built houses and married local girls. And the cove is, if you look on the map, it's still called Bailey's Mistake today.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. So you guys adopted that because not because you're a mistake. You didn't miss any codes, right?
Well, we make mistakes occasionally.
Yeah, but they don't count because you're on radio.
When you're
on radio, whatever mistake you make does not count.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know.
Absolutely.
We had some childhood mentors, Sean Sheeran and Phil Swigert, who used that name in the 80s as a fiddle and guitar duo, and we sort of just stole it in honor of them.
Well, that was kind of you. It's nice to steal things.
Well, that's the essence of folk music.
There it is. Exactly.
Well
paying
done.
Paying tribute, of course.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so I can't remember the name of it, but it's No Nay Never. Can you do that for us?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll do
that. We were singing that. We went over to our buddy Ben Smith's place. On St. Patty's Day last year, Junction Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And we actually, our table, everybody was just minding their own business. And I started singing. I said, let's sing it. St. Patrick's Day. Nobody cares. Most people are drunk. They won't even know. And we started singing that song, and then we couldn't stop.
Well, do you know how to do the clapping, though?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's important to clap.
Four claps.
Joe, do you know the clap?
Two claps. And then that's it.
That's you have a personal question.
You have penicillin for that, right?
Four claps, two claps, and one clap.
There we go.
Oh, the one clap?
Where were we when that did that the other night?
Lincoln.
Oh, was it Lincoln? Oh, that we went down to the Lincoln Hotel. Don Campbell. You guys know him?
Oh, yeah.
So he played that song at the Lincoln Hotel. You've been to the Lincoln Hotel?
Yeah.
Have you played there?
No.
You should play there.
All right.
Joe, have you been to the Lincoln?
No.
Oh, my God. You and your beautiful wife would love that place.
Really?
And I know it's charcuterie, but I like charcuterie because it's just so soothing. They have the best charcuterie board you can find.
Let
I know
them
it's charcuterie.
Play.
I know it.
Is that the same as charcuterie?
It is.
It's charcuterie. Yeah. All
right. I don't know. You had me
He's
a charcuterie.
From the South.
Oh. Oh, that's right. I forget that every time we're here.
They had quince. They had guava jelly. They had the most delectable pepperoni thing you've ever tasted in your life.
Wasabi
it's amazing.
Peas.
Oh, so good. So good.
Ooh. And it's different every time we go.
I once put wasabi peas up my nose as a joke. And I didn't know there were wasabi peas. And I died briefly and came back.
Yeah, you didn't know?
I just thought they were freeze-dried peas that people were eating out of a bag. And I thought, oh, look, I have big boogers in my nose. And I collapsed on the floor.
How many Guinness had you had by then?
Not enough.
I actually thought wasabi was guacamole once and took it.
Well,
I had to run out in the hall.
And it's never.
Never do that again.
All right, so Travis will coach you on the clapping part here. All right. This is the earliest we've ever sung this song in our lives. Well, I've been a wild rover for many's the year, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, for I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more. Sing it, Travis.
I went into an alehouse I used to frequent, and I told the landlady my money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Said a customer like you I could have any day.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Well, I'll play the wild rover. No, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
There you go.
Well done, gentlemen. Well done.
Oh, thank you very much.
Are these like old sea shanty songs?
That's an old song of indeterminate origin from from England or Ireland or somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And over the years, it's become a standard of every pub sing and everywhere around the world.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, it's a great song, and it's fun.
Yes. Yeah.
It is fun.
Well, if we're doing it right, it is. Yeah.
Well, even if you do it wrong, it's fine.
That is quite possibly the top song requested.
Ever. Always, yes. Everybody.
So I should know this because I love music. It's not a flute. What is it you play?
It's a tin whistle.
A tin whistle.
Tin whistle. Some people call it a penny whistle because you used to be able to buy them for a penny way back in the day. But tin whistle, it's a type of flute. You know, you can call it a flute. That's
how long did it take you to learn how to play it?
Whistles are really accessible. I grew up playing bagpipes. I played pipes since I was about 10, and there's a lot of carryover there. So really just once I got a handle on the breath control, because obviously you blow much softer into a whistle than you do into a bagpipe, I was well on my way, because I had a lot of the fingering was similar enough that I was down there. But if your listeners want to pick up an instrument, it's about the easiest, cheapest instrument you can get into. Really, really standard, The notes just go right up the scale. There's no funny fingering or anything like that. You can pick one up for about $10 or $15. There's lots of good tutors out there. So, you know, it's a easy way to get into playing music.
You know, I believe one of the most beautiful sounds in the world is Amazing Grace on the bagpipes.
Oh, well. Yeah,
do you do that?
Gee, I don't know that one.
No, yes, I really do. I think it's one of the most amazing sounds that that I've ever heard. And, you know, it's often played at funerals on the bagpipes. Yeah. We were somewhere, and I don't recall where, but it was an older gentleman. And he was playing the bagpipe, and he was kind of on an elevated... He wasn't on a stage, but he was like on an elevated hill. It wasn't a mountain. And I just stood there and closed my eyes and listened, and it was just one of the most beautiful things I ever heard.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's very moving, very touching, you know. I was playing a funeral one time. A similar situation. The funeral was built on the side of a hill, and I was up at the very top of the hill, standing on a little raised area with a stone wall, and... The breeze kicked up just right as I was playing that. All the crowd was down by the grave at the bottom of the hill. And it was just a very, very, you know, you couldn't cast it better if you were making a movie for it. You know, it's just a wonderful scene.
Yeah, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Do you have your bagpipes with you?
Well, I have my small pipes with me.
You have your small pipes.
I got the big pipes in the other room, but they blow us out of house and home.
Hey, Travis, what's the difference between the bagpipes and the small pipes?
Well, funny as you should ask that, they're smaller.
Wow. Really?
I never asked him that before, ever.
Well, well, well. There we go. There we go.
They're smart guys.
Yeah. They're smaller. They're a little quieter. The drones are tuned slightly different, but the playing is exactly the same. So
now, I mean, I've heard bagpipes outside a lot. You said if you were playing the big pipes, it would blow us out. What? How much? From a volume standpoint, how much louder are they?
Easily 2 to 3 times louder than
really. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you're looking, no, I don't know, 80-85 decibels on
breath control. What's the difference?
Well, the beauty of the pipes is you get the bag, so really all you're breathing into the bag is to keep the bag full. The pressure control is all in your left arm on the pipes, so it's, you don't really have to control your breath with pipes. You're just blowing as hard as you can in there to keep that bag full, whereas with the whistle, you know, that determines what octave you're in and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of a different situation there.
Yep. You know, I just realized that I think it's the first time we had a guy in here. He didn't have him with him, but Claude Barraby, he plays the bagpipes. He used to do it down at the Naval Academy. He was a professor there.
Excellent.
I think this may be the first time we've ever had back-to-back bagpipers here, which is kind of cool.
Say that 3 times fast.
Wow. Wow, that's history
there. Well, I mean, you know, I pay attention to the details. By the way, before we do the next song here, I just want to say this. So, Giselle DeGrenny, she and her husband John have Lynn Libby Candy over in Scarborough. She came in for Christmas and brought a bunch of chocolate, and I'm on a weight loss quest, and she's like, Ray, Christmas calories don't count. So I tested that theory, and I left here on the 24th, and I came back on January 1st, and actually weighed 1 pound less, so we know that to be true. So the donut lady was here a few moments ago from Holy Donut, and they have March Madness going on. Lee from SoPo says March Madness calories don't count. So we're going to test that theory, too, because if it's true, I've got 2 periods of the year. I don't have to worry about calories.
I heard St. Patrick's Day beers don't count either.
Oh, well, that...
You're on a roll, Ray.
I'm telling you. And I don't really even drink beer, but I think I will now.
Oh, you got to have a Guinness.
They don't count on Monday.
Yeah.
So. Got to have a Guinness.
Monday. Yeah, don't count on Monday. No doubt. So you want to do another song?
Well,
you want him to play Amazing Grace, or we can play something else? Up to you.
I'll start crying, but probably that would be beautiful. Well, if you're willing, I would love that. Absolutely.
I don't see why not. Yeah, let me just adjust my little mic.
Just so. It's such a beautiful song. The lyrics of Amazing Grace are so extraordinary. And then to do it on the bagpipe, it's unreal. He's blowing up the bag. Thank you. beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I've never, I mean, I've seen them play it forever, but I've never really been this up close to watch. That's extraordinary how you do that. You mentioned that your left arm keeps the pressure on the back. Yep. I'd never even noticed that before, but I watched all that unfold. That's incredible.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of instruments you have to... you have to time your breathing with the music, and you know, I teach pipes, and a lot of my students, when you learn to play bagpipes, you play on something called a practice chanter, which is a lot like a recorder. It's similar volume and everything like that, and that obviously doesn't have a bag, so you're blown into that. And a lot of students, they fall into this trap where they blow too long because they want to get through the section of the music or whatever, and I always tell them, I say, don't worry about it. You got to take a breath. When you're playing the pipes, bag is in the name. Yeah. You can breathe anytime you want. So that's a little different than if you're playing a brass instrument or something like that. So,
So you guys want to do one more together?
Sure.
Something upbeat?
Yeah, we'll do a little thing called Patty on the Railway.
And then when we're wrapped up with that, we'll come back very quickly, and you can remind everyone where you're going to be.
Sure.
Sounds great.
Sure. We're going to start. It's called Patty on the Railway, but he's going to play a little whistle tune.
Is that in honor of Patty Littlefield?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Patty gets us all these great radio gigs, and we owe her everything, especially...
Patty on the Railway.
Yeah. It's going to start out with a tune called The Road to Listoon Varna. To work upon the railway. To work upon the railway. In 1841, my corduroy breeches I put on. My corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway.
In 1842, I left the old work for the new. Cursed the luck that saw me through to work upon the railway.
Tittamy-ori-ori-ay, to work upon the railway. In 1843, I hit Chicago on a spree. It was there the devil got hold of me while working on the railway.
In 1844, standing on the Erie shore, me hands were empty, me belly was raw from working on the railway.
Tittamy-ori-ori-ay, 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 to work upon the railway. To work upon the railway.
Woo!
Nice.
Well done, guys.
Thanks.
You know, it's just such fun music.
Yeah.
Just such fun music.
We think
so. All right, so where can we catch you over the St. Paddy's Day weekend?
Tonight we're going to be at Mayo Street Arts in Portland. There's still some balcony seats left there. Don't let that scare you. Not that many steps. And and then tomorrow night, Saturday night, we're going to be at a great place in Madison called Somerset Abbey, which not only has us, but they serve a big full dinner, a meal there, Guinness stew, and a bunch of other great stuff. And then on Sunday, we'll be at Firehouse. Is it Firehouse Center for the Arts? Firehouse Art Center? It's one or the other, anyway.
Firehouse Art Center.
It's in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Yeah. Lovely little town. And then on Monday, the big day, St. Patrick's Day, we'll be at the Rochester Performing and Art Center, RPAC, in Rochester, New Hampshire.
Yeah. Do you guys have a website?
We do. It's those two guys on the radio.com. No, it's Bailey's Mistake. Bailey's Mistake Music.com.
You got to put the music in.
Bailey's Mistake Music.com.
It's a long one, but.
And they can find all this.
You find out exactly where we're going to be, how to get tickets, what Travis is like in real life, and where he's ticklish, stuff like that. All the great trivia.
I don't know that we need to know that, but the rest of it's quite spectacular. You guys are fabulous.
Yeah, we have a full list of gigs. We're getting more all the time. We're going to be all over the state this summer.
Yeah. You won't be able to avoid us, really.
Yeah, we're everywhere you want to be.
Blocking all the exits.
You can check out the full tour list up there. So.
Outstanding. Well, we appreciate you coming in. You know, it was a year ago, and I've thought about it a lot. We had some real fun when you were here last year. Maybe we'll get you back to come back a couple of times.
Come back anytime.
Anytime.
Always happy to be
here.
Thanks for having us.
You're going to be Grandpa Joe's.
You're going to be at Grandpa Joe's?
That's my other band, the Half Moon Jug Band. We're going to be at Grandpa Joe's Sugar House on Main Maple Sunday.
Yeah,
maybe Travis. It's near his house. Maybe he'll show up.
Ben McKinney has been a friend for 20, 25 years.
Well,
he's a great guy.
He's been a good friend of mine, too.
Yeah.
Ben is wonderful. And,
yeah.
You'll never get a better pancake breakfast than you get there.
And his wife, Jen, makes the best maple candy. I mean, she just does.
It's really nice. And if you're in the band, it's all you can eat for free.
There you go.
Well, you know what? I can do this in the band. All right,
you can.
Guys.
You're clapping in time and everything.
Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. We have got to run. We'll be right back.
At Community Pharmacy, we are a contracted provider with most insurance plans. We have all your vaccines, and you can order any drug or vaccine you need. Why not make Community Pharmacy your drugstore? Go to communityrx.com to find out more.
Hi, this is Thais. I own Athena's Canteen in Freeport with my wonderful husband, Adam, who is a proud veteran of the United States Navy. We are open Tuesdays through Thursdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 5:30 to 10. We have Taco Tuesdays from 5:30 to 10, where we feature tacos, burritos, enchiladas, burrito bowls, and Freeport's best margaritas. And of course, we have karaoke from 7 to 10. After you have experienced our wonderful Latin fusion cuisine, stop by Oasis Dessert Bar, open Fridays and Saturdays, 5:30 to 10. You can find us at Athena's Cantina Restaurant and Food Truck Park on Facebook and Athena's Cantina 16 on Instagram. Did you know Athena's Cantina also owns a food truck park? It's not too late to get your application in to join us this summer. Again, our website is athenascantinafoodtruckpark.com. athenascantinafoodtruckpark.com. We look forward to seeing you.
This Channel 8 newscast is brought to you by Dirigo Public Affairs. They take pride in making sure they create a customized strategy to meet their clients' unique needs. Find out more at dirigopublicaffairs.com.
Good morning, happy Friday. I'm Jamie Ashley here with your Maine's Total Coverage headlines from Channel 8. An art teacher accused of sexually exploiting a 15-year-old girl has resigned as he faces criminal charges. Community members